Today, Be'ezah Hashem, be learning Daf Hey of Masechta Sukkah. Some of the topics we learned about include the following. The source that a sukkah must be at least 10 tefachim tall. The height of several of the vessels in the Mishkan. Where the Shekhinah resides in this world. The height of the tzitz, the headplate of the Kohen Gadol. Some details about the Kruvim in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. The size of an amma used for measuring the Mishkan and its vessels. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about include Me'olim Layard Shekhinah Lamata. The Divine Presence does not descend below into the human domain. Tafasta merubah lo tafasta, tafasta mu'a tafasta. If you seize a large amount, you might not get it at all. If you seize a small amount, you will certainly keep that. When a Torah measurement can be derived as a larger or smaller amount, we choose the smaller amount. Rashi gives the following example. If you're meant to take an unknown amount of something, if you take less than you should, no one will take it away from you, and you will definitely get to keep it. You might even be given more if entitled. However, if you initially take more than you were entitled to, you might have to give some of it back. Halacha Moshe Sinai. An oral tradition passed down to Moshe at Sinai, and then transmitted to all following generations, these laws have no scriptural basis.